Hello.
Good to see you. Welcome to Monday, March 3rd, 2025. We made it to March. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines. And I know I say it all the time, but there's a lot going on right now. So let's go. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Friday morning on the show, I said that things might be tense between President Trump and President Zelensky. And yeah, tense is maybe an understatement. Things got heated in the Oval Office, and this has been a top story around the world. It was a very memorable moment. Again, the main reason for the visit was for the two countries to sign a new minerals deal. That did not happen. Instead, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance came down hard on the Ukrainian president with all the cameras present. They accused him of not being grateful for the support the U.S. has given in the 3 years since Russia invaded his country. As it goes with most things, those that oppose Trump think it was a terrible look for America, while most Trump supporters applaud the president for the way it all went. It's not always divided clearly like that, but of the major news sites, it seems like there are two different takeaways from that meeting. Regardless of what we all saw from Friday's meeting, Zelensky is now saying that Ukraine is ready to sign the minerals agreement. We will see if and when that happens. On to sports. First, more Trump news. He just said that he will pardon the late Pete Rose. He criticized Major League Baseball for not accepting Rose into the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose passed away back in September. In basketball news, there were multiple ejections during last night's Spurs-Thunder game. A little fight broke out in the third quarter. It didn't last long. It was broken up, but three guys were tossed. Oklahoma City won that game 146-132. Also, Joel Embiid of the 76ers is out for the rest of the season. He's been having knee troubles for a while now. He's reportedly met with dozens of doctors and specialists, and they're still trying to figure out the best path forward for him. Sadly, the guy's been plagued with injuries for years. He's never played more than 70 games in a single season. Lastly, here in sports entertainment news, this has been trending everywhere, so I figured I'd mention it. In the WWE, John Cena is a bad guy now. On to some entertainment headlines on this Monday morning. Kourtney Kardashian publicly addressed the rumors that her 15-year-old son Mason has a baby. I can post her whole statement in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod, but she started with, "I rarely address rumors or conspiracies regarding myself or my family, but this is about my child, and it feels wrong to let anyone think for a second that these lies are remotely true. Mason does not have a child. These accounts that pretend to be him are definitely not. They are fake." She goes on from there. She's basically asking for his privacy. Again, he's 15. In other baby news, congrats to Penn Badgley and his wife, Domino. They're expecting twins. That's very cool. Congratulations. And singer Elle King gave birth to her second baby. Royal is the baby's name. They have Lucky and now Royal. Congrats to Elle and her partner, Daniel. In health news, Harrison Ford has shingles. Shingles can be brutal. My wife had it a few years ago. He's reportedly doing okay. But he did have to back out of presenting at the Oscars last night. More on the Oscars in a bit. And get well soon, Harrison Ford. Forbes just put out their list of the highest paid actors of 2024. And The Rock is on top. Dwayne The Rock Johnson brought in $88 million last year. Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart round out the top three. Nicole Kidman is the only woman to have made the top 10. She came in eighth. Lastly here, Harry Styles just ran the Tokyo Marathon. And he finished with a great time, 3 hours and 24 minutes. That's really impressive. Remind me, though, when you run a marathon, do you turn around a lot or do you basically just go in one direction? Thank you, guys. Oh, stop. Thank you. All right, moving on to movie and TV news first. Before we get to the Oscars, a quick box office recap from the weekend. It was a real slow one. Captain America managed to lead it once again. The new Deep Sea Diver thriller Last Breath came in second, and The Monkey was number three. All right, the Oscars were last night. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo opened the show. They sounded truly incredible. Conan O'Brien hosted. I thought he did a fantastic job. Everyone online seems to agree. I know the show always starts solid and gets a little boring, but I did watch it. That's just how it goes. In the end, Anora was the big winner. Huge night for that movie. It won 5 awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress for Mikey Madison. Adrian Brody won his second Best Actor award for The Brutalist. Not second Best Actor, like runner-up. It was his second win in that category. You know what I'm saying. Daryl Hannah voiced her support for Ukraine from the stage. There really weren't too many political moments. Adam Sandler came out in his comfy basketball shorts and hoodie. That was a funny moment. Overall, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. Lastly here, I'll just mention one more thing. Before the Oscars were handed out, the Razzies were handed out. Congrats to Madam Web for picking up the award for Worst Picture. That movie, along with Joker 2, Unfrosted, and Megalopolis, all won multiple Razzies.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
Yeah, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Pique. It's spelled P-I-Q-U-E. They have a coffee alternative that I genuinely love. It's called Nandaka. It's a big-time upgrade is what it is. I'm not saying this is like a miracle product or anything like that, but I will say I recently dealt with some health stuff. I'm thankfully on the other side of that, but when I got my diagnosis, I really started looking at everything I consume, all of my products, everything. And that is when I discovered Pique. They sent me some Nandaka. Thank you, guys. And man, I like it. It's not just like a quick caffeine hit like coffee can be. Coffee can make you feel a little jittery and anxious, you know, throughout the day, and then you're drained in the afternoon. You don't have any of that with Nandaka. I am a big fan, and I am happy to have them on board here. Feel free to look them up for yourself. And if you decide to give them a try, I can get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. To get that deal, go to peaklife.com/firstthing. That is Peak, P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. David Johansen, the frontman of the legendary punk band The New York Dolls, just passed away after a battle with cancer. He also performed as Buster Poindexter. That was an alter ego of his. He was in the movie Scrooged. He was the ghost of Christmas Past, that cab driver. He was 75 years old. Also, R&B singer Angie Stone. She's a 3-time Grammy winner. Sadly, she passed away following a car accident in Alabama. That's so sad. She was 63 years old. The Oscars were not the only award show this weekend. The Brit Awards were handed out as well. It's like the British Grammys. And this year is more like the Brat Awards. Charlie XCX. She pretty much won them all. 5 awards for her. Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, Miles Smith, Ray, and Sam Fender all won awards as well. But congrats, Charlie XCX. It's a huge night. Also, there was a nice tribute to Liam Payne during the show. In other music news, Lizzo released a new song on Friday, and with it, she announced a few small shows. All coming up this month, LA, New York, and Minneapolis. Big three. Madonna's got something new as well. She just wiped her Instagram. She's got a few posts up there now. She released a short film called Funeral Rites. It's not clear if this has anything to do with new music. Lastly, Gracie Abrams had to cancel a show in Brussels over the weekend due to a, quote, gnarly illness. She promised to make it right for the fans. She is scheduled to perform tonight in the UK. Some additional headlines here before we say goodbye. Back to President Trump for a second. Another reason he was trending over the weekend, he signed an executive order making English the country's official language. This repeals an executive action of President Clinton. Federal agencies are no longer required to provide language assistance to non-English speakers. A FedEx plane had to make an emergency landing in Newark on Saturday after a bird strike. The plane hit some birds during takeoff. An engine caught fire and it landed safely. No injuries were reported. Except for the birds, of course. They were not, okay? In space news, a company called Firefly just landed an unmanned spacecraft on the moon. They are now the first commercial company in history to achieve a fully successful moon landing. They will spend 2 weeks exploring some lunar missions. Microsoft just announced that after more than 2 decades, they're shutting down Skype. RIP. It launched in August of 2003. Microsoft bought it in 2011. And on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, they will shut it down. Microsoft Teams is the focus for them these days. A pair of JFK's undies just sold at an auction for $9,100. That's cool. One of the big items at this auction, though, is Mark Zuckerberg's hoodie. That went for almost $16,000. I thought this was a typo when I first saw this story. Citigroup accidentally gave a customer $81 trillion. Trillion. They meant to credit his account $280 and made the very just understandable mistake of depositing $81 trillion. This mistake was missed by 2 separate employees. A third caught it, and they reversed it. Lastly here, I always end the show with some good news. A woman named Hilda Jackson has turned 105 years old, and she celebrated at a rave. Apparently, she likes to dance and party, and she told her 81-year-old nephew that she wanted to have a rave. So he talked to her retirement home, and they threw her one. Everyone knows if you want to throw a rave, you find the hippest 81-year-old around, and they'll know just what to do. They did it. They got a DJ. They covered her walker in glow sticks and UV paint, and they went for it. She had some gin and tonics. There was an open bar, truly. She said she loved every minute of it. Her quote was, "I never thought I'd get to this age, but fortunately I'm here and I'm grateful." Very sweet. Happy birthday, Hilda, and the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, thanks for being here. Appreciate you. The third day of March is my anniversary. Love you, Allie. Happy anniversary. I'm a lucky man. We always watch our wedding video on our anniversary. Our kids, they don't love that tradition, but we enjoy it. I recommend it if you have an anniversary to celebrate at any point in the near future. Let's do this again tomorrow, all right? Have a great Monday and a great week.
Please tell your friends about this show.